In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. May be allowed today is a week past since the coming down of the Holy Spirit unto the disciples, and the Church is always celebrating then this Sunday as being the celebration of all the saints that have become saints, of course, through the grace of God, through the gifts and the help of the Holy Spirit. And these are the fruits of the Holy Spirit. All these saints, every one of us today has a names day. We all have our, we're celebrating all the saints. It means, of course, including our own saints, every one of us. So congratulations with the names day again. My beloved, in today's gospel, today we heard a words of the Lord where he said that if you are going to say or preach or not disguise that you are a Christian, but you be open with the people and not be ashamed that you're a Christian, then the Lord is going to be also not ashamed before the Father, before his Father of you. And then he also tells us if somebody loves his mother or father or wife or son or daughter or more than he loves me, he's not worthy of me. And of course, and that goes the same if we love our body more than we love our Lord, we're not worthy of him. My beloved, why should we have more love for him than for anybody else? Well, because he is our creator. He is sustainer of our life. Because without him, there is no life. We can't have a life on our own. He gives us a life. He died for us. He showed us the greatest love that any man can show. As he said himself, there is no greater love than when somebody dies for somebody. And he died for me. He died for you because he loves us so much. And he sustains our life all the time. And he also said another part of the gospel is that without me you can do nothing. So we have to keep that in mind. He's a giver of life, not only sustains our life, but he gives us abilities to be able to be creative and do whatever we're doing, of course, only if good. And when we do something evil, he doesn't get involved in that. He doesn't help us to do evil. It's the evil one that helps us to do that. My beloved, we heard today also that the Lord says that we have to leave our, or somebody that leaves a father or mother or wife or child or children or his town or his possessions, his riches, his fame, whatever he is going to leave for the sake of the Lord, he is going to get a great reward for that. And that reward is, of course, he is going to inherit the kingdom of heaven. My beloved, so much love that our Lord has for us, and so little we give him back in return with our lack of love. I wish we really could love the Lord much, much more so that we'll be able to be realistic about our lives, so that we'll know that he sustains our life and he is everything for us, and we cannot have anything, we cannot cherish anything more than we love him and than we cherish him. My beloved, so much trouble is in this world today especially, and the more we're coming towards the end, the more trouble is going to be, and the less love, true sacrificial love, will be, because the faith in the Lord is going away. Less and less people really believe in the Lord. and believe that He is our Creator and He is sustainer of our life, and that He is God of love. And more and more people are just worried and thinking about living and according to the wants of our temporary life, and not even needs, because we go way above that. We are not just concerned about the needs, but we are also worried about the special comfort, the special effects, special treats that we want to get, like little spoiled children. That's what we are. And of course, we have to grow out of it. We have to learn to sacrifice for our Lord. We have to learn to love Him, and for His sake, never to be ashamed that we are Orthodox Christians, and we should openly cross ourselves when need to be, and then before we sit down to eat, we should say a prayer again, and crossing our food, even if it's in a restaurant, in a public, and so on. I should never should be ashamed that we are Orthodox Christians. We should be happy that we have been chosen to be out of the chosen flock, and that we love our Lord, and we don't want to be without Him. Because if we leave Him or we lose sight of the Lord, who comes over? Immediately somebody else comes over close to us. And who is that? Our angel leaves then. Our guardian angel leaves, and who comes close to us is the evil spirits. And they are trying to get us to go the wrong way and to start to disregard our Lord and not to love Him at all, and to just to get us involved more and more in the temporary thing, leaving God out of our life. And this is the biggest tragedy of today, that people are being forced to leave our Lord and to join the Antichrist, and join somebody that wants to all the time to push us into trying to make our life as easy as possible in this world. And yet the Lord said to us, the kingdom of heaven is taken by force, and only those who exert themselves are going to be able to make it into the kingdom of heaven. We have to realize that. We have to work on it, my beloved. We have to follow our saints. Everyone has a saint, and today we're celebrating everybody's, and all the saints. And Saint Seraphim Sarovsky, for instance, said that every saint was exactly like you and me. He started off the same way, but then they exerted themselves. Then they took the gospel serious, and they really tried to live according to the gospel. And with the help of God, they were able to do it, and they were able to finally shine like the stars. And God gave them all the gifts, not only the ordinary gifts of life and the talents, but also gifts of healing, and gifts of prayer, special prayer, where they would, whatever they would ask the Lord would immediately give it to them. And they not only healed the sick, but they resurrected the dead. And they have done all kinds of miracles. And all that because they put God first. For them, God was first in their life. And many of them had left their spouses, their families, their riches, their towns, even their countries, and to serve the Lord and to be with the Lord. They left everything, all the comforts of the world, and they have lived a very, very uncomfortable life. If you notice in the Kondakion today, we have, it seems that even though we're celebrating all the saints, but the Kandakins seem to be talking about martyrs. Well, the truth is that every saint had been also a martyr, because they all have fought against the wants of their flesh and conquered the flesh and conquered all kinds of temptations that the enemy threw their way. And they were able to do all that because they had more love for God than for anybody else. So in a sense, every saint had to be also a martyr. And this is what the Lord is calling us to, so that we'll suffer a little bit for his sake. Because look how he suffered for us. And he doesn't, for very few are chosen to be as suffering as he did, and through even crucifixions and through all kinds of torches. But to us, let's at least go through this little tiny bit of suffering. Now we're having the Lent starting from tomorrow. It's for the St. Peter and Paul, and the Lent this year. And we have 4 weeks that we have to keep the fasting. And in a sense, that's a little bit of suffering, especially if we're used to and we love to eat ice cream or meat or cheeses and stuff like that. Well, we're going to have to suffer and deny ourselves all those things that we like and the other things that we do to pamper ourselves. Well, we have to try to deny all that. And so we go a little bit on the road of the martyrdom for our Lord, because we do love him and because we want to be able to go to the kingdom of heaven and to be with him and all our saints forever and ever, rejoicing in the kingdom of heaven. Amen.